redirection. So now we get some secondary scoring. Now we get some guys who get a little bit of confidence, which I think is really important for our team.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. We will wrap up Saturday night's game, my favorite game of the entire season so far, and the Huskies get the win. We'll talk about it when we come back. Again, get your questions in to Mel or to my mailbox here for Mel. It's DJ@themix93.com, DJ@themix93.com.
Stock up this month with these great deals from Bucco's Party Store in Calumet. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $8 or $4.29 each. All Coke and 7-Up 2 liters are 4 for $5 or $1.59 each. All 15 and 18 packs of beer are on sale store wide. Get amped up with all your favorite energy drinks on special throughout the store. Don't forget, if you're going ice fishing, to pick up your license, bait, and party needs. And Bucco's also sells snowmobile trail permits. All sales do not include taxes or deposit. Holy Brisket! Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the all new Brisket Burger. A custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short rib served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. If you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and the Big Hog. Not just new toppings, new burgers, period. Only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
We want to help you love your home. Hi, this is Jordan from Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Our goal at Gartner's Gallery is to make love your home a reality for you. That's why we give you more than just an incredible selection and very, very competitive pricing. That's why we have a gallery-style showroom and 2 full-time professional designers to help the decorator in you choose the perfect furniture, flooring, lighting, and decor. A professional decorator at no extra charge. We won't charge you more. We just give you more. Gartner's Gallery in Hancock. Love your home.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We're moving on to Saturday night's win over Bowling Green. We wrapped up the Friday win. Going to Saturday night, much more entertaining game than even Friday night's was, even though the Huskies made it a much more difficult win. The Huskies taking on Bowling Green Saturday night, and it was a barn burner, to say the least. And, you know, things didn't start off as well as Friday night, Coach. It just looked like one of those nights where Bowling Green might have the advantage.
Oh, they definitely came out harder. You know, I think that's what, you know, and we talked about that as a team, and that's what usually happens. A team that wins Friday night, for some reason, just, you know, feels good about themselves. They, you know, you just relax just a little bit. And obviously the team that loses, you know, the coach is pulling his hair out. He's, you know, really challenges his team to play better. And I know they were disappointed with their game Friday, and they thought that was one of their worst performances of the year. So I know their team was challenged. And these are big games, Derek, and I think that's the other thing. You know, everybody has to realize the points are so critical in the standings that, you know, every game is so huge and so important to everybody right now, really. So they, you know, they were going to be ready to play at home in that game, and they really pushed back hard. Obviously, the game was much more physical, and, you know, we saw some of the results of that during the game.
When I asked you, I think, before the game, knowing that this was going to be a physical game, how you think we would hold up in that? Or maybe I asked Damon in between periods, but I mean, our speed helps us out so much, doesn't it?
You know, we're a good skating team, yeah. You know, and other teams, you know, how do you slow down a good skating team? Well, you punish them, or you try to, you know, bang a team and hopefully that they wilt and, you know, I don't say give up, but, you know, they just maybe don't want to get that puck. It's not that important. Or maybe you're going to be a little bit slower trying to get to that puck because you know you're going to get a big hit in or get hit. So, but our team, Tyler Shalas has done a really good team with our great job with our team, our strength and conditioning coach. I mean, our team is strong, and I don't think, you know, you're not going to be intimidated, you know, going on the road. And that's why, you know, we've been to Michigan. We've been to Notre Dame early in the year. We were at Minnesota Duluth, you know, and all three of those teams are, think of the NCAA tournament started today, they're in. Mm-hmm. So that's why we schedule those games early. So when you get in these road situations and you're playing these tough teams and they're pounding you and the fans are against you, and now you're getting, they get 4 or 5 power plays almost in a row, you know, where everything seems against you, your team still hangs in there and maintains. But we're strong, and no question our speed is one of our pluses.
Well, it didn't take long for Bowling Green to get on the board and get the fans into it. A much better crowd on Saturday night.
Yeah, they had a good crowd there, really good crowd. Yeah. And, you know, that really helps your team, and that's why it's so important for, I think, our players that they see our crowd and our crowd getting into it, because that really gives you that little extra, you know, jump in your stride.
Cooper gets the the first goal of the game.
Back the other way now, and here come the Falcons. Up top, Carpenter with a shot through traffic and a loose puck in front as it was blocked. Another opportunity for Murphy. That stop. Loose puck. They score. Huskies just couldn't get the clear. And it was Phillips who was tied up pretty well. And it was swung around, and I believe putting it in the net was Cooper. 1-0 Falcons.
Well, kind of a bunch of guys in front of Phillips. He wasn't, I miscalled that. He wasn't really tied up there. I thought the mass of bodies was a little bit closer to Phillips when that puck went in. But there was a clump of guys there, and Cooper did a nice job of just kind of reaching around and slipping it in.
Yeah, he was fortunate. The puck came right to him. It landed right to him. I think the initial shot got through, and it sort of hit Cliff Watts, and Cliff blocked it, and the puck happened to fall right on Mark Cooper, the Bowling Green's player stick. And, you know, Jamie's in position, but I don't know if it beat him 5-hole, but it just found its way into the net there. And disappointing because we had guys in position, and we actually had the puck prior to that in our zone, and we just didn't have that awareness, that sense of urgency. See, you know, and the game situation and understanding, and they got the puck from us, and it ended up in our net. And that's why we talk about that. You have to have that sense of urgency and understanding, and we just didn't have that early in the game.
There were three or four grade A scoring opportunities for the Huskies in that first period.
Oh, we had some great chances, yeah. You know, and let's give their goalie credit on Friday night too. He made some really good saves. You know, even though we scored 5, I mean, we could have had 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, they made some good saves there. I mean, you remember Alex Patan walking in on the breakaway.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some really good chances. But anyway, we had some good chances in the first period. But we're killing penalties a lot, Dirk. You know, we did. It was almost like it was opposite day. You know, you try and tell your team, here's the things we need to do, A, B, and C. And all of a sudden, they decide they're going to do the opposite of A, B, and C. And it was like that. You know, we weren't disciplined. We took bad penalties. You know, we turned the puck over in our zone, which is, you know, the puck management, which we say is so critical. You know, let's not beat ourselves. And obviously, we didn't score first, and you get behind, and now you've got to play makeup. But we got a big goal from a player who I think is really starting to make some strides.
Before that goal, Kevin Dufour, who's been a Husky killer, he has, I think, 4 goals against the Huskies in the series, gets the second goal of the game, making it 2-0.
The puck is turned over. Walker has it at the point. Shot taken wide of the net. Came right back out front. Phillips the save. They score. It's going to count. Huskies down 2-0 now, and Seattle is going to go out and get an explanation on this.
Now, I will admit, Coach, we up in the press box, we completely missed what you were arguing about, and I found out after it was a missed icing call.
Yes. Okay. There was one prior, so there was already one in the game.
Okay.
And this one obviously led to a goal. Now, having said that, I told our team after the first period, you have to play whistle to whistle. So whether you think it's icing or don't think it's icing, you don't agree with it, whatever, you have to continue to play.
Did we let up? Did you?
I thought we let up a little bit. And then after, we're all upset because, you know, we're saying, hey, it's icing. And I thought it was a bad call. But, you know, you're never going to always agree with the referees or the linesman. But I was upset because I actually talked to the referees about the first one and said, "Can you talk to them? I don't want to talk to them, but just, you know, that should have been." And you know, the referee saying, "Yeah, they get it. They see it too. They're out on the ice." Mm-hmm. So it was just one of those situations where I thought it was a tough call, but we didn't continue to play. And as you can hear in the tape, it said, "And it turned over." Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. You know, we have to make sure we maintain our composure and keep playing whistle to whistle.
And that was the first goal of their 2 that came off the end wall, if I remember.
Yeah,
they used that kicker plate.
Yeah, and that's the other thing in this rink. The nets are so far back to the end boards in the rink that they really are lively. So they scored 2 goals in this game and almost had a third that really they just come right off the end wall. The guy at the side of the net on the opposite side, and he's standing there all alone, and you know, just beat Jamie on that goal, on that shot.
2-0 at that point, but the Huskies come back with a big, big goal. That Dufour goal came at the 9:18 mark. It was Malcolm Gould at the 10:07 mark, getting the Huskies back in the game.
Here comes Malcolm Gould on the rush now for the Huskies. He'll look to shoot. Toe drags it. Takes the shot. Scores! Oh, my goodness! Malcolm Gould with a laser of a wrist shot. And he beat Burke and the Huskies back in this game, trailing 2-1.
I thought he was going to take that shot at least 10 yards before he did. He waited, and for some reason, it looked like Burke was just not ready for it.
Well, it was a good shot. Yeah. I think Burke was ready. Fooled him a little bit. But you don't see that shot, Dirk, very often. When's the last time you've seen someone come in and